Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with Prophetic Perspectives with PSM, and we thank God for each of you that's chiming in by way of internet, and those of you that's calling in, praise the Lamb of God, through your telephone wire. Hallelujah. I'm happy to be here with you with my co-host, Pastor Lawrence James London Jr. is here with us. How you doing, Lawrence? Oops, he just dropped. Praise the Lord. Well, he was here with us. Oh, he's back. You know, Lawrence has to make a dramatic entrance. Okay, Lawrence, you did it. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I don't know why it took me. It was a lot.
Oh, don't start blaming it on technology. We know about your grand entrances you like to make, man. Yeah, it's all right. Me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lawrence,
early.
Feeling, man. How you feeling? How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Good. How you feeling? Feeling real good.
Lawrence? Praise the Lord. Yes. Matter of fact, I'm feeling rather energetic for some reason. I don't know what it is, but the Lord then gave me an energy this morning, and I thank God for getting a lot done, man. I went in there and tackled that office, man. Oh, man, dude, I found some of everything in that office. I found the square we was looking for to use as the adapter on the phone so we could swipe the cards. I hooked all of that up. I found so much stuff until it was crazy. My goodness, buried on my desk. But praise God, they said a cluttered desk is the mark of a genius. My mother would disagree with that, though. But and so, but man, you can see the top of the desk. It looks so good. I hate to sit at the desk now. Praise God.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. I had so many files and papers and this, that, and another, man. But praise God, it's done. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God here on our show and on our page. And we thank God, praise God, for all of our listeners and all that chime in and call in. Hallelujah, as we give our testimonies today about the goodness of God and what God is doing in our lives. The most exciting thing to me, Lawrence, James London Jr., is that people are inboxing me, texting me, and emailing me about their prayer life.
Hey, man, that's good.
Because of our investment, Pastor London, in our teaching, praise the Lamb of God, and our exhortation, inspiring people, they are going into the presence of God, including your girlfriend Angel. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And they're coming out saying, I heard God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of them for the first time their entire life, man. And what could give us more joy than that, Lawrence?
Man, you know what's funny about that? I've been all night on the phone, and I've been talking to people about their prayer lives and challenges of them. Man, it's just in me, man. It's all about prayer. It's all about connecting to the Lord, man. That is exciting, man, and it's just exciting even today, man. Something like you said, woke up with a new energy, just excited about the Lord and just seeking and connecting with Him. It's nothing like it. There's none like that feeling. None like it.
Nothing like it nowhere in the world, man. Can't buy it, can't borrow it, can't steal it, can't rob nobody of it, can't jump in the sea and find it. The only way you're going to find it, hallelujah, is you're doing something for Jesus. That self-gratification, that comes, hallelujah, through the power of God is awesome, man, as you do things for Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Lawrence, I tell you, man of God, hallelujah, blessings are on the horizon. Man, I just don't know where God's taking us right now, dude. I'm telling you, there is so much presence and so much glory being poured out in this season. OMG, it's just awesome. It's wonderful. I want to tell the people of God today, though, those of you that's already chimed in, praise the Lamb of God, at any time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you can push one on your telephone dial and give your testimony today. It's Testimony Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God, and you can give your testimony. Uh-oh, Jocelyn didn't hit the one. Can you believe it? She better have a testimony too. Jocelyn!
Yes. Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you doing, sis?
I am doing great. I just wanted to share my testimony. I'm so excited.
Woo!
I am.
We want to get excited with you. Come on with it, girl.
Yes. Well, I posted it on the page already, but last Sunday I was in service, and then I looked up and I saw this lady, and I saw a spirit. I mean, I literally saw this spirit. It was coming. It was like when I looked in her eyes, it wasn't her eyes. It was like a spirit. And so I couldn't believe it. So, Prophet, I kind of like looked, you know, for a while, closed my eyes. I looked again. I had to do a double take because I just could not. I've never experienced anything like this before as far as like seeing spirits like this. Usually God, when He speaks to me, it's very, I hear more than I actually see in the spirit. I hear more. And so I saw this spirit, and then Bishop Cooper, who's my pastor, he said for us to go to three people. Like right after I saw it, he was like, go to three people and tell them something. I can't even remember what it was. And so I knew that, okay, this is my opportunity to go up to this lady. So I went up to this lady, and before, let me back up. Before I leave the house now, I always anoint myself with the oil from the healing mantle. So, I had anointed myself at home, and then during service at church, I'll put some anointing oil on my hands, and I did it this particular Sunday. So I went up to this lady, and I just began to pray with her, and she just received it. She received it, and then God spoke to me prophetically regarding her and her situation and what was going on with her body. And it was very specific, and I spoke to her, and then I laid hands on her, and the lady was slain under the power of God. I mean, and she was out for a while, and this particular Sunday, which was last Sunday, the power of God, this God moved so to where the pastor didn't even minister. He didn't even preach. I mean, it was just that strong. And then this lady was out, must have been like 15, 20 minutes. I mean, she was out for quite some time. And what's so amazing is that how God, trusts us enough to just use us for his glory. And, it's just like the Holy Ghost is so real. Even after that, my hands were like on fire. They were literally, they felt so hot. I mean, it's just like I could have probably laid hands on everybody that passed by me, and they probably would have fallen under the power. But, it was just for that particular lady. And so I just want to just praise God. I don't know if this is a testimony or a praise report or what, but then afterwards she thanked me. I didn't even ask her about her situation. I didn't even, I just said, oh, glory to God, and I just moved on. But it was just amazing to me how I literally saw this spirit, and I had to do a double take, and how God just used me to minister to this lady in that way. So it was just, I just wanted to share that and just to be receptive. I mean, I just talked to, it was Amanda, she called me concerning something. I had talked to her, and I was like, well, God, I really hear more than I actually see. And on the page, I remember prophecies that were spoken over me on the page about keener discernment. And sure enough, it was discerning of spirits. I actually saw the spirit. So anyway, I just praise God for how he's using his people right now during this time and this hour and this season for his glory, because there's a purpose for everything. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you may be experiencing right now, God has a purpose and he has a plan for it. So I just praise God, and I just wanted to share that with all those who are listening.
Wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Testimony. And Lawrence, we was just talking about, hallelujah, just before you came, Justin, we was talking about the power of God in this season, how awesome God is moving. I told him, I said, I got an excitement in me about how awesome God is moving in this season. Praise God. And only those who are not sensitive to the spirit in that area that you're talking of discernment and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is not aware of it. But our God is an awesome God, people of God.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's awesome testimony, Justin, because you are seeing your spiritual growth. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes we get to a place because we can hear God. Praise God. We think we got it made. Praise God. So, oh, well, I'm hearing God. I hear God every day. Blah, 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 blah. But there's deeper. There's deeper. There's more.
Wow.
Lamb of God. If you haven't saw God face to face, then you haven't arrived. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Praise the Lamb. If he ain't put his hand in your face and showed you his glory, hallelujah, and your face shone like the sun, then you haven't arrived. You can't relax. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more of God that you need to be trying to press and get. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, I don't know what you're talking about. That's an awesome testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. I want it on the page. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's an awesome testimony.
It's on the page.
We always want to test about, oh, I got a car. Oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. Yo, spiritual. I would that you prosper.
Wow.
Be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the prosperity of the soul there. Hallelujah.
Wow.
All right. God. That's the prosperity of your spirit. That's your soul.
Wow.
Evident you have been pressing more than normal into the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Spend time with God. Glory to God. Joshua, can you elaborate on that? Have you really been spending more time with God?
I have. To me, prayer to me is a lifestyle. And so I have been just really kind of in a listening mode more, and just kind of being aware more. I don't know, the word of God says to pray without ceasing. So with me, I'm more in a, just like an, it just seems like I'm more in a listening mode. And there was a point where I just couldn't, you know, God had me to step away from, I couldn't watch TV or anything like that. Not that I watch it a lot, but I had to keep it off. And so I've just been kind of like just in more of an awareness type of mode for quite some time. I believe it's been since the first of the 21-day fast. It's been since then I have been more in just more consecrated, more reading my Bible, more just more aware. I don't know how to explain it. Just more aware and just more listening, in a listening mode. And I've actually, God has me separated from a lot of people. You know, I've just been more in a, I don't know, what would you call it? More of a, I don't know if it's isolated, because I don't feel isolated because I know God is with me. But it's more of a, like a separating myself from any
you
form.
The word
of,
right there.
I don't know. What is
separation.
It?
Separation. Sanctification. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yes. it's been awesome. Even my what I eat, you know, like I said, I've always, you know, kind of been aware of what I eat. But even to the point of what I put in my body is changing. It's just a peace. It's just a presence. You know, and it's from the separation, and it's from the listening, and just the hearing, and the being aware, and primarily the separation, I believe. And then, you know, my house, my whole house is just like, it feels like it's a temple, it's an altar, my whole house. It's like, you know, some people have like a certain room in their house, but it was just like the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was like, Lord, you know, I want this whole house to be just dedicated to you. I want your presence to be in my house, the entire, every space of the house, you know? And so, I don't know, it's just a growth that's definitely taking place there.
Praise. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Josh, and you've set the pace for the show today.
Yes.
We praise God for you for doing it for us. Boy, what an awesome testimony, people of God, as it relates to spiritual things. Praise the Lamb of God. Spiritual sensitivity. Hallelujah. Growing in the spirit, being aware of what God is doing with you, for you, and through you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And people of God, let me tell you something. A lot of people are unaware of what God can do with you and for you. Praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to your spiritual giftings. All you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is to allow God to use you, perfecting your gifts, and you will wind up in the lap, praise the Lamb of God, of blessings. All you have to do is let God use you, praise the Lamb of God, and you will wind up in the lap of blessings. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Jonathan. We'll be back to you. Don't go nowhere. Praise the Lord. We got another caller here. Hallelujah. Caller 708. Your mic is hot. 708. Hello.
Hello. 708. Yes. How
you
doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're blessed.
We're blessed. Super blessed.
Praise God. Praise
waiting
God.
On this testimony. We're waiting on this testimony.
Oh, let me tell you. I have testimony on prayer. Let me tell you, God has been just, I can't even describe how awesome he has been. You know, for the entire week, last week, my phone was off due to circumstances that were not in my control. And I was so upset and angry. It's like I can't get on the show. It's like if I miss a day of calling into the show, it's like my whole day is messed up. So I had a whole week where my whole week was just off balance. And I was so upset that it actually slipped my mind that we were studying and talking about prayer. So as I was cleaning my house, I took some of my little whatnots down off of my shelf, and I'm dusting, and I have all of these different kinds of books and everything, and I was like, oh, man, I have so many books on prayer, I didn't even know I realized I didn't even actually had that many. And I took three of them down, and one of them that I was reading, I started out reading, was the book by Dr. Fred Price, and he was talking about the different types of prayers and how we sometimes tend to use the wrong tools in prayer, and that's why we don't get an answer to our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is just so strong and so powerful. And he was talking about the six different types of prayers. And it didn't hit me until then. It's like, okay, Lord, you've isolated me for a reason. I didn't understand at the time why my phone went off, but you've isolated me for a reason. And with isolation came a revelation. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to me concerning prayer. When God speaks, he does not wait for his answer. His answer comes right then. And he's given us the authority to speak in the same way. And that when we come into prayers of agreement, that we have to be in total agreement with what the person is praying. It can't be that person's want or our desire for them that we think they need. It has to be total, complete agreement. If you're going to come into a prayer of agreement, and God will answer that prayer, he's obligated to his word. He's not obligated to ours. And I'm reading all of these different books, and I'm so excited about the revelation that God has given me that I'm going from one book to the next, and then the Holy Spirit said, okay, Sandra, stop, slow down. You're moving a little too fast.
Hallelujah. I was going to tell you the same thing. You're moving a little bit fast.
You're moving a little too fast.
You're moving a little too fast. Praise the Lord.
Slow down. I'm trying to get you a revelation of something.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you have pace yourself in studying, what have you, and you have to bring yourself to a place of meditating upon one scripture or one portion of what is being shown to you. Once you get revelation on something, you need to stop and expand on that one particular thing. And a lot of people move on to the next thing where it's like, you know, we was at the restaurant eating during the gathering, and all of us was there at Nicola's, and Maganice was sitting next to me, and I looked over in our plate, and we were eating chicken. She was biting the centerpieces of the chicken, and all the rest she was leaving. I looked at her and said, I know you're not leaving all that meat on them bones. She's going, oh, I don't eat the rest of that part. And so many of us, along with Pastor Linnell and McGee and us, were saying, girl, we used to get whoopings if we left that much meat on the bone. See that much meat on the bone? And that's what happens many times when we are getting revelation. We leave the meat on the bone.
Mm.
We
bite
revelation and we move too quick on to the next one. Trying to get another revelation instead of standing there meditating and praying over that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. When the Holy Spirit slowed me down and I began to focus in on, there were two prayers in particular he was trying to get me to see, which was the prayer of agreement and the prayer of faith. They both go hand in hand. And I was laying in the bed because I had been praying, asking the Lord, just like Prophetess Jocelyn, I wanted my house to be filled with God's presence. Ever since the gathering, it's just been all about his presence. Wherever his presence is, that's where I want to be. If his presence isn't there, I don't want to be in that place, or I don't even want to be in that space. And so I opened up my house, At first it started in my bedroom. I opened up my bedroom to the presence of the Lord. Then I went beyond my bedroom, and I was like, Lord, I opened up my house, and not just my natural house, but also my spiritual house. I opened this up to you. I want you to fill all of my empty spaces and all of my empty places. So as I'm going to bed that night, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, don't talk to strangers. And he took me to the book of Job, and I like to flip out. Now, Shatwan and I, or Punkin, as you all know her, we have this imaginary book where we call the book sermon. So whenever the Holy Spirit says something to us, and, you know, most people say, now, that'll preach. We put all these things in the book of sermons, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get my phone back on so I can call Punkin and tell her, we got another one in the book of sermons. It's coming from the book of Job. God said, don't talk to strangers. And I've just been on this spiritual high from prayer ever since.
Well, praise God. Well, we thank God that you're experiencing God in this great and new way. Just keep fanning the flame of that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to take you into some deeper places and some deeper revelation. Praise the Lamb. But you talked about something that's very important, and that is the prayer of faith. Praise God. And the prayer of faith actually comes, and a lot of people are not aware, the prayer of agreement, praise the Lamb of God, means that I totally agree with what you're praying about, or, praise the Lamb of God, with what I'm reading, praise the Lamb of God. I agree with this. So
amen.
I'm standing in agreement, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer. The prayer of faith, praise the Lamb of God, comes through a revelation, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, people of God. I'm going to tell you this again. There is faith is impossible without the word of God.
Amen.
It's impossible. Faith comes by hearing the word of God and hearing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. As we hear the word of God, as we're praying through the Holy Spirit, as we hear the word of God, as we're reading the word of God, and it's a difference in reading the word of God and reading and hearing the word of God. When God gives you revelation from his word concerning your life and you pray that word back to God, now you're praying faith prayer. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God.
Amen.
Remember, faith and belief is two different words, and they have two different definitions. Praise the Lamb of God. Faith is responding to God's word in a positive manner.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That's what faith really is. That's what faith is. When you respond to God's word, God said, go, you get up and go. That's faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Being obedient and responsive in a positive way to what God is saying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sandra. We praise God for you. Now can we gonna pray? We gonna pray. We ain't prayed yet. Y'all done busted open. We done almost 30 minutes in, and we haven't even prayed, Pastor London. What do you think about praise the Lord.
It's always hijacks it in his own way. This is awesome already. A great send off. Right
awesome
here.
Already, but
we're
gonna pray. But we still gonna pray.
Oh,
praise the Lamb of God. And
so
guess
that,
what, Pastor?
Do that.
You the one going to lead us in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I got no problem with it either, sir.
Hallelujah. We're praying for those in convalescent homes, sick, shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lily, we're looking your way today. You know we are. We are still standing in agreement with you and in faith on God's word. Praise the Lamb of God that you are healed. Not you're going to be healed. You are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We believe in God for you. We're believing. Praise the Lamb of God that we're going to see a miraculous move of God in you, through you, and by you that's going to affect your life for the rest of your life. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God for our country, our nation. Hallelujah. We're praying for our government. We're praying for all of you. Praise the Lamb of God there. Hallelujah. On the page, all of our members at PSM, Truth Christian Assembly. Hallelujah, dear to my heart, that church, praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you. Hallelujah, we're praying for all of our leaders today, all pastors, Praise the Lamb of God, all shepherds of God's flock. Whatever your title is, we're praying for you. Pastor London, come on and lead us now.
Oh, Father, we bless your holy name right now. We thank you because we always say it, and we can't begin to say it enough. There is none like you, Father.
Nowhere, God.
Oh, God, how awesome you are.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, that the hand would stay on our lives and that you would wake us up this morning. We just love you like never before, God. We thank you for you covering us with your love. Oh, such a sweet presence. Oh, God, we love you so much, God. You are the King of Kings, our Holy Father. The only Father that matters, the ultimate God, the provider. Oh, God, our El Shaddai, our Elohim, God. You are healer. You are banner, God. You're all that we need. We thank you for adopting us, God, for keeping us with you, for seeing fit with your loving eyes to bring us in through Jesus Christ. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his blood. We thank you for just being adopted heirs, Lord, for this access that you give us, God, for allowing us to be seated in high and heavenly places. We thank you, Father. There is none like you. Father, there is none like you, God. So here we are, God, asking you to forgive us for all of our sins. We repent of any thoughts, any doings, anything we've ever done right now. We ask you to clean us up with that very blood of Jesus that has redeemed us already, God. We declare it over our lives, God, that we are redeemed in you. We thank you for the healing and the powerful blood of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Master. Father, we long to just stay in your presence. We love your presence, God. Lord, we love to love on you. Oh, God, even the war that goes on the inside of us, God, we thank you that we can show our love for you by giving our lives to you and showing you the best of our ability, but even at our best, we're still filthy rags. But here we are, your presence, your glory surrounds us, your glory takes over us, and you let us transcend this earth to be in your very throne place, to be at your very feet, God. We thank you for your access, Father. Oh, God, we praise you for your access. We thank you for your children who are waking up in the morning seeking your face. We thank you, God, for every word you've spoken to your children, the testimonies that's going forth, the power that's going forth. It's evidence that you are in control of all things. It's evidence that you are ruler of all things. It's evidence that you are taking rule of our lives, God. And we praise your holy name, Father. We ask that you would look on Levi right now and all those that are, who are sick. Your manservant, God, has already declared, we have already declared that you were wounded for our bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our people are upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. We declare right now that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, that just as Lily has declared her healing, that healing will come forth instantly in the name of Jesus. Let your power come forth in her life. Let your glory and presence come forth in your life. And not only let your glory and presence flow through her life like never before. And all of those who are sick, even in the hospital where she's laying or where she's sitting, and in every hospital, God, put the doctors out of business, God. Let your people rise up. Let the sick be healed. Let the lame walk. Let the dumb talk. Let the blind see. Let the deaf hear. In the name of Jesus, we even declare that miraculous dead. The dead will rise by the name of Jesus Christ. As your people go forth, we declare so in Jesus' name. We love you, God. Bless us, God. Keep us strong here in Michigan. Keep us strong in Illinois, in Louisiana, God. Keep us strong all over the United States, in California, and Texas, God. Keep us strong. Let your glory rise in a strong like never before. Bless Adam right there in Africa, God. Keep them strong in Africa. Out there in Ghana. Blossom in the UK. All of our brothers and sisters all around the world in Asia. God, we even pray right now for Jerusalem, for Israel. We trust and agree that peace and power and strength will come to
they will be protected, God. And we declare right now that if you bring peace to them, that you will rise us as your spiritual Israel, that we will stand as one great nation, God, and that we will make a difference all over the world in every area of government, God, in the White House, God, in the Senate, in the House, God, right now. Let us be your people. Let us rule for you, God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our families are blessed. Our jobs are blessed. Our finances are blessed. God, I thank you for the new businesses that's going to come forth through these teachings, through your ministry. I thank you for all the great ministries that's going to come forth through this teaching. I thank you for the power that's coming through your people right now. And we pray for you, our leaders, God. We pray for every leader, every church leader, every minister, anybody that holds a position in the house of God. And we declare that your glory would take over in them, that you would give them new insight, new feeling, new meaning, God, that you would give them your words, your plans, so we would have a great desire to do your work like never before, God. Give us your desire, God. We want more of you. We're not accepting the plain old plain. We're not accepting the same old, same old. We need more of you, Father.
Yes,
we
do, God. Yes,
God. We do, God. We are humble even now. We thank you for what is going on, but we're humble even now. We want to go to the next level. We want to go to level to level, face to face, glory to glory. Lift us up, Father, closer to you. We want to see your face.
Hallelujah.
We want to live in your glory.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You're awesome, God. Oh, God, you are. Hallelujah.
Yes. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Thank you. We thank you, God, for hearing us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.
Here we are.
Praise the Lamb of God, people of God, I tell you. Praise the God. Ain't nothing like prayer. Prayer will take you there every time. Thank you, Pastor London. Thank you so much for your prayer today. My God, I tell you, people of God, hallelujah. When you get into the presence of God and prayers of the righteous and the prayers of saints are going forth and you can feel it in the very room where you are, the presence of God is just so real. It changes your life. Praise the Lamb of God. It changes your direction. It changes your focus. Hallelujah. It changes you. And that's what's happening with many of us. We're going through a transformation. Praise the Lamb of God. Brett said it right. Hallelujah. Saturday, we're going through another transformation. I'm being transformed, and I know it. Praise God. Into His glorious likeness. There's nobody I'm trying to be like. There's nobody I'm looking at and say, I want their anointing. There's nobody. My eyes is on the star post that's set back in Zion. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to walk like Him, talk like Him, act like Him, move like Him, and do like Him. Praise the Lamb of God. He is my mentor. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ is my mentor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give Him praise and glory. I'm saying to those of you, praise them, that sick, shut in, God is a healer. Praise God. We've been seeing so many miracles. Praise God. God has been doing so much until the Lord has laid upon my heart and moved me to have a miracle healing service one night with the prophet. One night with the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in the month of December. Praise the Lamb. And it's just kicking off, too, because Pastor Bishop Lewis Evans had us one night with the prophet, and now we're scheduling a night, and now Bishop Middleton is scheduling a night also. Praise the Lamb of God for one night with the prophet. Hallelujah. And then I just got another call from another apostle. Hallelujah, for this month. In this month, praise the Lamb of God. One night with the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's Jesus' birthday month. You know what I'm going to do, don't you, Lawrence? I'm going to do all I can. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. When it comes down to the virtue and life that He has given me, I pour it back out to Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. During this month, our God, people of God, our God, there is no God like our God. There is no God. Hallelujah. Other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is our God, that has performed miracles. Hallelujah. That the testimonies, my God, have been mounting up for centuries on edge. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is no God like your God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you find that your vital, praise the Lamb of God, relationship with God is what results, hallelujah, in you receiving from God miracles, signs, and wonders to you, through you, and by you. That's the way God wants to work in this season. Praise the Lamb. The lines are open to those who want to give a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. The lines are open today. Pastor London and I are here to take your testimony. But now we're going to enter into some dialogue concerning prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. One thing.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Rumbling in the jungle.
Yeah. You know what, Uncle Say?
Yeah.
What gets me right now, that this teaching is so relevant, but it's, you know what burdens me? Is even in this teaching, you know, there are so many people in the body of Christ who do not understand the importance of getting in His presence and a powerful and having a prayer life. I mean, that is amazing to me. I labor with people about the importance, just friends, anybody. I mean, I labor about it. And it seems like the people in the body of Christ, it's harder to get to them, but it's easier to get to those who have become outside of the body. They really receive it better than people on the inside. They really got a more of a hunger than those on the inside, and that's really interesting to me.
It's interesting, but it shouldn't be large, because in this season, we're in a season, we were teaching about it last night, of the apostate church, praise the Lamb of God. The apostate church is a falling away from the faith. Hallelujah. You have no faith in, you know, in the Word of God. You have, I mean, what you going to do about? You know, you can go through all the hoopla and motions, you know, and we have caused church, and this is not all churches, and when I say church, but we have a lot of us, our worship services and what have you that we attend on Sunday, is nothing but a Bonham and Bailey circus almost. I mean, it's a lot of entertainment and what have you, and a lot of pretending and what have you, and it's not real. Praise God. It's not real. I'm just being honest. Praise the Lamb. And because of that, a lot of people are not receiving the proper diet, hallelujah, that will press them into the presence of God where results will be shown. There's a couple of things that need to happen. Number one, praise the Lamb of God. When God does a powerful demonstration as the result of prayer, he does it through a prayer.
Yes.
No light, but the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He does it through a prayer. Praise the Lord. And when God works miracles, signs, and wonders, when God casts out demons, the persons that he uses are praying people. Praise the Lamb of God. Are praying people. Those are the ones he uses. And God needs that back today. There are too many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that have walked away from the realness, the purity, and the truthfulness of life as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, our walk with God. And we have settled for running into a building, praise the Lamb of God, that's dedicated to God, but yet God has been served with an eviction notice because he is not being praised and worshiped the way he should be, and his house is not the house of prayer. When people come and they can feel the presence and power of God and not this emotional rush that a lot of churches have. People of God, I ain't talking about nobody's church. I'm just telling you truth. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't want truth, then don't listen. Praise God. But a lot of this running around and jumping and ballyhooping and leapfrogging and what have you, praise God, is nothing but an emotional rush. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if it was that much power there, praise the Lamb of God, then there ought to be some healings and some deliverance. Hello? Ding dong, ring the bell, somebody. Praise God. If it's that much power there, praise the Lamb of God, there should be some healings and some deliverance that can be documented. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We never heard about nothing like that in Jesus. Praise God. Nothing like that about that in Jesus' day. That people were doing flips over pews and running down the aisles and tripping and all that kind of stuff. Praise God. And then leave and come back next week with the same issue they had last week. What we saw is pure word, praise the Lamb of God, of life, the word of faith being infused into the atmosphere, praise, that reached the heart of people and caused them to change. Then we saw, praise the Lamb of God, a powerful demonstration due to the presence of satanic and demonic forces, and, praise God, because of the bondage that people were in, God moved, praise the Lamb of God. But he moved again through people, praise the Lamb. We just started with Jesus, praise God, and the apostles and those that followed in their footsteps. We run right back up again, Lawrence, to Mark 16:16. Praise the Lamb of God. Yours and my favorite. But these signs shall follow them that believe. That believe in that word, the Lamb of God. They shall cast out demons. They shall lay hands on the sick. Right? Yeah. All of that is inclusive in the salvific package, praise the Lamb of God. And with there being so many people, praise God, you know, that have been processed into the kingdom as noted as saved, and yet, praise God, their relationship with God is broken. How is it that I'm saved, God has delivered me, but I don't have a relationship with the deliverer? You know, I don't have a relationship, a talking relationship. I don't have a daily fellowship with he who delivered me. Praise God. Maybe I don't recognize what he delivered me from. Maybe it's too easy access to get into what we call Christianity, into the church. Just walk down the aisle, give the preacher your hand, pray where you want to work. I want to join the choir, all right. President of the choir, stand up. There she is. You're assigned to the choir. Maybe there needs to be a process, praise the Lamb of God, of transformation. Because when I really repented, tears ran down my eyes, praise the Lamb of God. When I really saw how ugly I was under the light of God's word and the Spirit of God, my goodness, it brought me to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of contriteness, of broken spirit. And if you have not became contrite and broken in the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer, then you have never really repented.
Ooh.
You have never really repented because you don't even know what you've asked him forgiveness for. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more than a knowledge. It's a spiritual experience. This, again, Lawrence, is what those seniors, when I was a kid coming up, the seniors in the South, they had it. They had something. They knew you had to have a spiritual experience in order to confess your conversion. They didn't take this watered down, I believe in Jesus, come on, join the church. Praise God. We have church filled with people that are empty, that are hurting, that are trapped in bondage. Why? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And the breaker's anointing needs to come. Praise the Lamb of God. But that breaker's anointing needs to come in the place, praise the Lamb of God, of our salvation experience first. If I'm really saved, praise the Lamb, then I've looked sin square in the face. And I saw that I was the picture of sin. And I saw how ugly and how guilty I was. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And knowing that a transformation is needed, I needed to change. Praise the Lamb of God. And no matter how God orchestrates your change, it may not come as fast as somebody else's. But that should be, transformation means transforming. It is a process. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a process. And it's something that should be, we should be evolving into something, praise the Lamb of God, that as Jocelyn did today, that every now and then we should be able to see a distinct difference in our spirituality. Not 20 years going to the same church, and I'm the same way I was when I walked in, other than my name on the roll, and I'm serving faithfully on the usher board.
Oh, my God.
But can I fall on my knees and talk to God, and a change happened to my daughter, who down in Mississippi and Mississippi State, or Ole Miss. Can I pray, praise the Lamb of God, and God heal somebody's body? Can I pray, praise the Lamb of God, and lay hands on the sick? Hallelujah. If these evidences are to be seen in the believer, why am I satisfied without them? See, y'all have walked on my block. See, I don't like you.
Amen. We got some people watching up, too.
They're always trying to come down my block. Praise the Lamb of God. Leave my block alone, Lawrence.
No,
stay off my block. We make the word of God of no effect. Say, what, son? Go ahead.
I said we got a couple of callers coming in, but you hitting on, man. I'm gonna leave it alone. Let these callers get in. I'm sorry, but I got a lot to add on to that. But I want to let people have a chance to do their thing on the show. Area code 630. Hello,
oh,
area code 630.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, Pastor London.
Good morning.
Chatwan. I was calling in. Yes, it is. I was calling in and hey, you teaching on prayer, and I was calling in because I do have a prayer request, and I do know this is Testimony Tuesday, but one of the members of our church, you know, Evangelist Salter, you know Nancy, she just got news yesterday that her brother has been arrested for murder. And it's all over the internet. He stuffed the body in a freezer after a night of drinking, drugging, and sex. And if it's from Indiana, it's the death penalty. So, I mean, we've been praying, but what do you pray aside from the will of God when you don't know, you know, what to pray?
You pray for mercy. You pray for God to have mercy on his soul. If he's guilty, you ask God to have mercy on his soul, and you ask God for an opportunity for him to hear the precious gospel of Jesus Christ one more time, and that the Holy Spirit would make his heart ready for repentance, true repentance, just as I'm talking about here, true repentance, mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God, that he might be accepted into the kingdom of God. There's only one sin that the Bible says that you can't be forgiven of, and that's blaspheming against the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So therefore, you should be praying. That's
okay.
What you should be praying. See, many times we go in prayer, we start praying for, Lord, let the judge favor him. Lord, let this happen
exactly.
And let him loose and this, that, and another. When in actuality, praise the Lamb of God, we be loosing a criminal back into society. What you
exactly.
want is transform life. And then if he's transformed, then he go home to glory. Now I got something to shout about.
Yeah.
But
and
if he's not transformed and he let out on the street, I'm not happy. I'd rather be saved than dead.
And you know what? He is
alive and die in his sin.
Exactly. And he's confessed Christ as his Savior. He got word all down on his inside in the belly of him. I mean, this man is word now, teaching and preaching the word.
If he committed these crimes, it's evident that the drugs and everything that he was dealing with gave access, praise the Lamb of God, to us. It gave access to a spirit. That's why the Bible tells you, be not filled with wine, wherein is access.
Oh.
Hello, light bulbs.
With the Holy Ghost.
Okay. But be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Hallelujah. When we start drinking and we start smoking weed and we start getting high on other substances and stuff, those pharmaceuticals, those drugs open up our spirits. You can start hallucinating and do everything, all kinds of stuff, hearing voices and all kinds of things. He gave himself over to those spirits.
Mm.
Hello? So then repentance still has to come. The same thing still has to come because a sin has been committed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And in the Bible, you look at Corinthians, the 5th chapter, there's a situation there where a young man is sleeping with his dad's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says these words to the church. He says, you all are relaxed as though it's all right when you should be. Look what he says. When you should be, praise the Lamb of God, sorrowful and in prayer, praying, watch this, that God give his body to the devil that his soul might be saved.
Ooh.
Read it. It's right there in the book.
That's the truth.
that God give his body over to the devil that his soul might be saved.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, that's my answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Carl.
Amen. We got another one going on here. Let's see. We got 773, area code 773.
Bless you, Pastor London, and Dad, bless you, Apostle.
Oh, I know who that is.
Bless you, Pastor McKee. How you doing, son?
Yes, I'm very excited that you're dealing with prayer, and it is so right that you said what you said, but you just gave the answer to, and it just needed to be said, and people need to know the truth, and because sometimes we pray for the wrong thing, and we loose the wrong people, which should not be loosed. So we know what the word said: whatever we bind on earth should be bound in heaven; whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed. So we got to make sure we know what we are loosing upon earth, especially if we know that he is guilty or if he's not guilty, we'll know what to pray for. And I thank you for that answer today. That was incredible. I really, now I know how to answer that question if it ever arises again if somebody give me that question.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you, son. You know, the thing about it is that we are, you know, ambassadors for Christ. And we have to get ourselves out of the way,
right,
so we can see clear that the ultimate purpose and the ultimate goal of anybody that we meet, anybody that we're in relationship, is to get them saved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We must be concerned about their soul greater than their body, greater than their living conditions, greater than anything. We feed the hungry, and they go right back into sin.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We see thousands and thousands of people, and when they get through eating and enjoying what we gave them, they come back to the same spot. We not there. They come knocking on the church doors for more, showing up in church, looking around, seeing can they steal out of somebody's purse or just wait the service over and run up. Hey, Pastor, oh, yeah, I just want to talk to you for a minute, blah, 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 blah. But no life change.
Right, exactly.
Because we have not prayed for their repentance. We have not led them in the way. And we are missing the mark by always trying to treat the symptoms. We act just like doctors.
Right.
Treat symptoms and not bring the cure. But we say Jesus is the balm of Gilead.
Wow.
I give you the balm.
Mm.
He makes the wounded whole.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And no matter what we want to say, praise it, whether it's me, my son, or my brother, or my mama, or my daddy, if they was in the same position this guy is in, the Bible says this: there is no temptation that's known unto man that God does not make a way of escape. God opened the door for him to go through, and he didn't do it.
Right.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Ding dong, the witch just died. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And the fat lady is singing. We must come to a place, people of God, of being real about this thing. Praise God. And until we come to the place that our prayers are directed right for our children, we always be praying for their safety and they ain't saved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be praying for their covering without saying uncover them.
Right.
Strip them. Praise, one of my kids going through something right now, told the Lord, have your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoop him till he get right. Bring him under subjection. Praise God.
Right.
I can stand to see it. Hello, light bulbs. If God,
amen.
When you pray and pray right, God know how to bring them to a place of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. God know how to bring them to the place of the prison. Dude, now watch this. Now, a lot of us may say, well, my God, he killed that guy, and this, that, and the other. How the Lord going to let him in? Suppose God had let him die in his sin.
Right.
Then what?
Exactly.
Then we'll be blaming God for killing him.
Praise the Lamb of God. He better off than the football player who killed his girlfriend and killed himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you that. He better off in jail and got to go through these trials and everything because he has an opportunity to repent and get it right with God no matter the judgment of man.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because all sin is pardoned. So, we just tell the truth as normal people of God. I just tell you the truth.
Yes.
Praise God. And this is the truth of the matter. You know, as
Amen.
We pray here, praise the Lamb of God, our prayers have to be directed. They have to be focused. And we have to pray in Christ's stead. How would Christ pray? When John the Baptist went to jail, Jesus didn't go in there and bail him out.
No, he did not.
Hello, light, sir. Hello, light bulbs. Lawrence signed the bail. Praise the Lamb of God. When John the Baptist went to jail, Jesus did not go to the jail and bail him out.
No, he did not.
Nowhere recorded that Jesus prayed and said, okay, going to prayer meet for him to get out of jail. Hello, light bulbs. It's not there.
Yeah. Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
But he was definitely sure where John was and who John is and who John was connected to.
That's right, and he knew where John was going.
Knew where John was going. He knew everything.
Where John was going, he said, there's not a man born of a woman greater than John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Right.
Exactly.
Praise the Lamb of God. So and if there's a hall of fame, when we walk in, we're going to see John's picture.
John's going to be there. Exactly.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. See, God does not see things the way we see things. He does not look through our eyes. We must look through his. And when we look through the eyes of God in the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, we will see more. We will see more on how to focus our prayers and direct them so that the proper and best results can come forth. When John sent to Jesus and said, well, y'all go ask him, you know, is he the one? Is he this? He needs this. Jesus sent back and tell him blind eyes are open.
Yeah.
Tell him the lame is walking. Come on, talk to me.
Enough.
It's the Lamb of God. Let them know the kingdom is here. The kingdom authority and the power in the earth is here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Let them know it has come. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's what we have to come to as it relates to people and the things that we're doing, praise God, as it relates to prayer. Now, back to where we were. Hallelujah, Pastor London. We were discussing this thing of prayer and of this process that has to come into play in order for the transformation to be made in the lives of people, hallelujah, that they can really have a relationship with Jesus Christ. There's two things missing. Number one is many people are not led through the salvation process properly. There are old people that I have talked to and on their deathbeds, and I have walked them through the salvation process and found out they had never repented.
Wow.
They joined church when they was a kid, but they had never repented. I lead them through a prayer of repentance. Tears run down their eyes. The Spirit envelops the room. Praise the Lamb of God, and before I can get home good, they gone on to glory. I've seen this more than once. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As though providence is waiting. It's waiting, and that's all I need. And the Spirit of God is holding their life in the balances, saying, I just need somebody to witness.
Yeah.
I just need somebody to witness. So that's the first thing. Second thing, Lawrence, wait a minute, let me just say this. The second thing is inclusive in the first thing, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The average believer does not know if they've been filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's another one.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. The flip side of that coin is, Lawrence, if you don't know, watch this. If you have not repented truly in your heart, praise the Lamb of God, then you have altered or retarded the salvific process, praise the Lamb of God. Because you got belief without repentance. You believe, but you have no repentance. So you only have half of the process, praise the Lamb of God, because the Bible said you must confess your sins. Romans 10, right?
Yes,
that has to come. You must confess them, praise the Lamb of God, and you must repent of them. Hallelujah. So now, if this is true, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, once that happened, praise God, you receive the Spirit of the Lord, not the filling, but the sealing. You are sealed to the day of redemption. That's what the Bible says, praise the Lamb of God. So there's a sealing and there's a filling. Now, a lot of people that have argued with me about this. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you tell me what happened, Lawrence, when Jesus was in the upper room after he had rose from the dead and Thomas came in there. You tell me what happened in that room after Thomas believed, Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, yes.
That's what he said. He breathed on them. The breath of God is what? The Spirit of God.
Yeah, that's right.
He sealed them. Praise the Lamb of God. Then told them, under the same breath nearly, now tarry in Jerusalem till the promise come. Then they were all filled.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So you have to be sealed, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, until the day of redemption. Glory to Jesus Christ. That comes through your total repentance and belief in Jesus Christ. You don't have that, you miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. So this transformation has to take place, praise the Lamb of God, in order for the believer, hallelujah, to receive pardon of their sins, forgiveness, the sealing, and the filling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The sealing is for identification. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The filling is for operation.
Mm-hmm.
If I went to get a job, praise the Lamb of God, in a Fortune 500, then there's a way they're going to, they say I'm employed and they take me through my orientation, then they're going to give me something, an ID card or something that identifies me as their employee.
Mm.
That gives me access, praise the Lamb of God, to what somebody who's not a part of the corporation can get. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Then, watch this. They're going to empower me for my operation, whether I'm the manager, supervisor, or whatever my job is. Now
that's so
I'm
like
a,
God.
Huh?
That's so like God.
And now I must know, watch this, I must know the fear of my authority.
Yes.
I must know, praise the Lamb of God, what does my authority cover? What is my boundary line? If I'm a manager, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not the owner, I'm just the manager. So I'm still limited in what I can and can't do. If I'm a supervisor, I'm under a manager. If I'm an employee, then, praise the Lamb of God, then there's some responsibility and accountability I have as an employee. So when God empowers us, praise the Lamb of God, we have to come to find out what is my limitations, praise the Lamb of God. See, this will help a lot of believers, too, because, you know, and it's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about prayer, but this will help a lot of people, too, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates, Lawrence, to, hallelujah, the operation within the kingdom and within the church. A lot of people trying to do stuff that's outside of the boundaries of what they've been saved to and what they've been filled for.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of them want to be, well, I don't want titles and this, that, another in the fivefold, and God has not called them to the fivefold.
That's right. Exactly. Amen.
There was a lot of people in that upper room, but all of them didn't come out of their apostles.
Amen.
Even though cloven tongues of fire lit on all of them, right?
That's right.
On the day of Pentecost, but they all didn't come out of their apostles. We got another caller.
Yes.
Area code 567. Area code 567.
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Area code 567, I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. This is LaShawn calling out of Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, LaShawn. How you doing?
I am well. You just made a statement about the levels in a business, such as owner, management, supervisor, and how that necessarily didn't relate to the topic at hand, which is prayer. Now, just conversing with someone about this very thing, where we connected the two topics. And so my question to you is there not, in fact, a level in which we pray at whereby heaven will move on our behalf? You see, is there an employee level of prayer? Is there a supervisor level of prayer? Is there a management level of prayer? You see, is there an ownership level of prayer? You get what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say those are levels of prayer, but I will say there's levels of relationship.
Okay.
That gives you a greater access to God.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Because the shepherd, praise the Lamb of God, needs a greater access to God than the sheep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God. So that you know, but when it comes down to prayer itself, praise the Lamb of God, there's no levels and degrees of prayer that God, you know, gives out to another one over another and this, that, and another. Now, praise the Lamb of God, there's various types of intercession. Praise God. Now there's a lot of people that's teaching that these types of intercession are types of intercessors, and it's not. There's only one type of intercessor. That's an intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-biblical what they're teaching, all of these different intercessors. The devil alive with a bow tie on, laughing. There's only one intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. There's not different types. There's different types of intercession. The act of interceding. Praise the Lamb of God. And nobody can show me in the Bible where the Bible says there's different types of intercessors. It's not there. Hallelujah. But now, because of relationship, praise the Lamb of God, relationship qualifies you, praise the Lamb of God, LaShawn, to a different degree, such as Moses was able to intercede for Israel and stop God from destroying them on a dime in the wilderness because of relationship.
Mm.
Abraham was able to go in and out of the presence of God on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot was in there because of relationship. And some of our relationships are not developed to the extent that we have that type of access. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Or we have not yet, praise the Lamb of God, come to the understanding that as a child of God, that we can come boldly to the throne of God, praise the Lamb. That's why I said there's no difference. It's all about the relationship. All of us can come boldly to the throne of God. But what you can get from God is a different thing.
Amen.
That's because of relationships. That's just like you talking to me now, Pastor London talking to me.
Yes.
If you call me and say, Prophet, can I borrow $300? I might tell you no. I might say, well, you know, I don't loan my money out like that, this, that, or another, praise the Lamb of God, or blah, 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 I'm not feeling that, and blah, blah, I don't know you well enough to do that. But if Pastor
yeah.
London called me, I might say, yeah, man, come on by here and get it when you don't give it back to me.
Right.
Why? Because of relationship.
Yes.
Him and I have a relationship that's long, lasting, and standing. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we have to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that in God, relationship means something. Praise God.
Yes.
You must build a relationship with God that you begin to know God and understand God and being sensitive to God and being available to God for God's usage, and then you will have greater access to what God has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now, I know I just messed with some people's teaching and theology about those different intercessors, and I challenge anybody that call me, all they got to do is show it to me in the Bible. Praise God. We are all intercessors. We're a kingdom of intercessors. We're all priests. Hallelujah. The first job of a priest is what? Intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm an intercessor just for government. I'm an intercessor just for families. No, any intercessor can pray for family, government, and be heard by God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't get that all twisted and messed up. Hello, Lightbulb. Praise the Lamb of God. We can't do it.
That's crazy. I never heard that teaching. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, but it's out there, brother. Believe me.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But it's out there. Hallelujah. It's out there. Praise God. I know I've been called to be this kind of intercessor. I just look at him and keep walking. Praise God. Well, you gone in your calling, and you show me where intercessor was called. Show me in the Bible where God calls somebody and say, I'm calling you to pray. That's your only responsibility is to intercede. It's not there. It's not there. Ding dong, ding dong, it's not there.
Yeah,
God burdens us to intercede. That's why I wrote my book, The Call and Burden of Intercession.
Mm-hmm.
He burdens us. The Spirit of God does that. Praise the Lamb of God. When he burdens you, he's not making you a different type of an intercessor. What he's doing to you is he's putting a burden for you in a particular area. But that burden can change.
Yeah.
He should be able to burden you for the church until something moves in the church, and then turn around and burden you for your family. Then turn around and burden you for your government.
Mm.
Hello, Lightbulb.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
yeah, LaShawn.
Yes, sir. I have a question about that, because I have a theory that when God gives you a burden, when he burdens your heart about a certain situation, help me please, it's something that he wants to do in the earth at that particular time, and because he operates through us, his men and women servants, then we have to pray that thing through, and
yes.
then he'll thereby satisfy the situation, because that's what he wants done in the earth anyway.
Yes. What happens, exactly, what happens, LaShawn, is, let's say God wants to release a spirit of healing in the church where you attend. Now, we just use this hypothetically.
Yes.
All right? Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. What happens is God looks for an intercessor or some intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, that he can utilize. These are, now, when I say intercessor, I'm talking about people who qualify to come into his presence to get him to do what he wants to do, to invite him into it. He does that by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit burdens you with that. You start praying for it. And once that bowl in heaven is filled, praise the Lamb of God, God moves. Hallelujah.
Right.
Just that simple. Praise the Lamb of God. And then after that is done, God might burden you with the pastor. Hallelujah. Now, somebody will say, you're a church intercessor. Well, then that means you can't pray for people in the hospital.
Wow. Mm.
See, we limit the power of God through our foolishness.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm an intercessor because I'm available to God for him to burden me with whatever he wants to. He used to burden me for children on the schoolyards. I used to pull my car over and just cry and weep and pray over schools. Then one time he came to me and said, pray. The Spirit of the Lord told me, pray for the pastors for 1 year that they repent. And so I went into prayer every day for pastors, 2 and 3 times a day sometimes. Find myself crying over pastors. Mm-hmm. So now I guess one of them I was out of order if I was the school intercessor and not the pastor intercessor. Now, how did that happen? But yet, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Murphy's family is a burden that I carry, that I have to pray for my bishop all the time. Bishop Martin is another one that I wake up in the night and I see his face. And then, and Bishop Martin don't even know it. He don't even know that I'm his intercessor, that God has shown. He probably has thousands of them. He may. Hundreds, thousands of them that do it every day of the week that God burdens because of the load that he carries. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But we can't go around cornering God. No, you can't pray over these shoes over here because you is the light bulb intercessor. What kind of foolishness is that?
It's foolishness.
Oh, my God. If somebody teaching that, they need to repent.
It's foolishness.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy, I know. I stay in trouble. It's all right. Praise God. I get in and
you freeing the people.
The truth will make you free. Praise the Lamb of God. The truth will make you free. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all I'm doing is freeing people up. Anybody don't like it, go sit on attack with the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we must be open and accessible to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Jesus didn't call his disciples to say, when they told him, teach us how to pray, he said once and said, now you, Matthew, you are the intercessor of finances, and you, Peter, you are the intercessor for souls, and you, John, you are the intercessor for demons, and you, he didn't, come on, people of God. He said, when you all pray, say our Father.
Mm-hmm.
We do things for our own various reasons, praise the Lamb of God, and we've locked people into bondage. We lock people into bondages. So they and so once your mind, because so a man believeth, so is he. Well, I know I need to be praying over, but that's not my area. What foolishness is that? I can't pray for people in China because that's not my area. What you mean that's not my area? The world is my area. In prayer, oh, come on. Okay, nobody got to. Your turn, Lawrence. They don't like me today.
They love you.
It's your turn. LaShawn, did I help you?
Yes, that is awesome.
All the time. Yes, sir.
Right, sweetheart. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
You are on it, sir. You are on it.
This process, praise the Lamb of God, of salvation, and I'm not getting away, praise the Lamb of God. I'm standing in the area. Because it all relates to your salvation. Your access to God is due to your relationship, praise the Lamb of God, that was developed by Jesus Christ, hallelujah, through the shedding of his blood. When you repent and be baptized and go through the process, praise the Lamb of God, now, praise the Lamb of God, you have access to God. How you deal with that access, praise the Lamb of God, will determine, praise the Lamb of God, that what, I mean, you know, I say this all the time, Lars, God favor those who favor him.
Amen.
I say that all the time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God favor those who favor him. Hallelujah. And you don't tell me I'm accessible and all this every day unto God, and I'm praying every morning and praying over the show and praying over the page and praying over the church and doing all this blah, 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 and I'm hearing God talk back to me every day in all these different areas and speak to me and this, that, and another, and then all of a sudden you want to just come in and be where I am in God.
Mm.
You are as a child of God, but you are not as relationship.
Relation, that's right. That's
praise true. The Lamb of God. That relationship must be built. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That relationship must be built. Now, when you're on assignment, that's a whole different story. Praise the Lamb. As a Moses or as an Elijah, when God has given you an assignment, praise the Lamb of God, then he has given you an anointing in various areas.
Yeah.
And that becomes a whole different subject, praise the Lamb of God. But as it relates to relationship, it may look as though that person's relationship is better, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They are just anointed for that area. Hello, Lightbulb.
Hello. No matter.
Lamb of God. God called Lawrence tonight and tell him, I have chosen you to do this, blah, 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 and I'm anointing you, blah, 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 blah. Whatever God has called them to, Lawrence will be successful in that, and I could be preaching for 100 years and can't touch it.
I know.
Because he's anointed for it. Totally different thing.
Yeah.
Totally different thing. Praise the Lamb of God. But when it comes down to your prayer life, that's a whole nother story. Praise the Lamb of God. If it comes about relationship building, you have to build that relationship. Your faith has to be built up. Praise the Lamb of God. In that, your time spent with God, your time listening, and your time obeying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you see, when God starts telling you to do something, you start stacking up favors with God. Hallelujah. When you start going to people that God don't want you to go to, that you don't want to go to talk to and give messages to and this, that, and another, God looks at you and say, okay, when you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it for you. You'll get to a place where you're going to need me to do something, and I'm going to do it for you. Why? Because you have done stuff for me that I asked you to do. I could force you to do it, but you did it willingly, even though you didn't want to do it. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet, how do you know all that? Because I got relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a relationship. And I done been through a whole lot with the Lord. Trust me, these 37 years, I haven't been sitting down looking. Hallelujah. I've been through a whole lot of ups, downs, ins, out, gains, and losses. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God, to become what God would have me to be today so that I can sit here and teach and share, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with each of you on the things of God. People of God, God loves us so much. Praise God.
Yeah.
If we just get into the place where we need to be. Jocelyn, where are you? This is a good break because I got another piece I want to give them. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, come now, hallelujah, with these announcements. Here she is. Jocelyn. She went off to call back in when I was lighting up her mic. Praise the Lord. But I want these announcements come because we got the healing and miracle service coming up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some other things that I want you to become familiar with. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to what needs to be done. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Hallelujah. Concerning our birthday gift to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you never gave a birthday present to Jesus, help us to give Jesus this massive duplicator that we want to purchase for PSMI. Hallelujah. So that we'll be able to copy the DVDs and the CDs in a massive way. We need your help. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn is going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. Jocelyn, you here with us?
Yes, I am, Prophet. I'm here.
All right. You ready to do these announcements?
Yes, I am.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. Let me start with a very important announcement about the ordination service for Seth Swan. Seth Swan Sujee is having her ordination service on December the 9th at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time in Chicago, Illinois. And the address is 1960 West Adams. The guest speaker is Prophet Shakespeare, and he's also the catechizer of the ordination. Seth Swan is very active on the Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International Prophetic Truth Facebook page, and she is the daughter of Pastor Gail Johnson at New Beginnings Ministries in Chicago, Illinois, and she's the spiritual granddaughter of our own Prophet Shakespeare. So we're asking all of you, if you're in the area, if you're driving distance from there, please attend the ordination service December the 9th. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Central. It will be at 1960 West Adams in Chicago, Illinois. And again, Prophet Shakespeare is the guest speaker as well as the catechizer for Seth Swan's ordination service into the office of pastor. Amen. I'm excited. And congratulations once again, Seth Swan. We also have the One Night Miracle and Healing service that will take place at Truth Christian Assembly Church. And Pastor Prophet Michael Shakespeare is the pastor of Truth Christian Assembly Church, and you all are invited. The address is 24921 Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan, and it will be held at 7 p.m. again at Truth Christian Assemblies Church. And it's one night miracle and healing service with our own apostolic prophet, Michael Shakespeare. The church is located on the corner of Ford Road and Sivory Lane, four blocks west of Telegraph Road. And again, this is December the 17th of this year. Someone inboxed me and asked me if it's this year, but it's December 17th this year, Monday. So, and it's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's One Night Miracle and Healing with Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We also have the Feed the Families campaign that's going on. A lot of children, you know, are the only meal they get is at school. And during the holiday break, there is no school in session. So basically, there's no food. And so Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International is partnering with Serenity House Ministries to feed children and their families during this holiday season. If you sow a gift of $22, then that will feed one family for 4 to 5 days. And if you'd like to sponsor a family, go to psmintl.org and click on Donate Today, and you'll be able to sow the $22. We want to just thank you in advance for your support. Again, we want to make sure that children and families are fed during this holiday break, and PSMI is partnering with Serenity House to make sure that this happens. Only $22 will feed one family for 4 to 5 days. We also want to remember again that this is the birthday of Jesus Christ, and we want to present Jesus with a gift. And I said yesterday, you know, the wise men didn't go before the king empty-handed. They went with gifts in their hands. And so PSMI would like to give a duplicator to Jesus Christ, and this will help spread the gospel throughout the nations, which is a part of the Great Commission, to spread the gospel throughout the nations. And we want to be able to mass produce Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare's teachings and send them out on DVDs and CDs throughout the nations, to our partners that are in Ghana, in Africa, our partners that's in the Philippines. We want to be able to send this out to them, our partners that's in Pakistan. We want to be able to give them these teachings so that they can give to their congregations there. So if you'd like to help to us to purchase this duplicator, go to tsmintl.org, click on Donate Today, and in the comment section, just write duplicator, and we'll make sure that Jesus gets the gift. And we want to thank you again in advance for helping us to spread the gospel throughout the nation so that we'll be able to mass-produce high-quality DVDs and CDs of Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare's teachings. Also, as a final reminder, I want to just stress the prayer calls that we have every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. These calls are led by Denise Conyers and Elder Terrence Bennett. They are very powerful calls. I mean, they've taken me to another dimension in prayer and the spirit. And they're every Friday night, again, at 10 p.m. Eastern. The call-in number is 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522-pound. We are praying for one another. We're praying for people who post prayer requests on the page, who call in with prayer requests. We're praying for the nations. We're praying for our leaders. We're praying for Prophet Shakespeare. We're praying for each other, and that's what it's all about. And so, again, the call-in number is 218-632-0550, and the access code is 626-522-pound. And I also like to make an appeal for you to just donate into the ministry. All of us are being blessed by the teachings that we're receiving from Prophet Shakespeare and Pastor London, and we want to sow into this anointing. You know, the Word of God says the first thing that is natural, then that which is spiritual. And even in the natural, when we go into a store and we see something that we like, we have to pay for it. We have to buy it. And so we can't sell this to you, but if you want to keep it, you've got to buy it. And so I'm just making an appeal for you to just sow a seed into this anointing, into the ministry, if you've been blessed by the teachings that we've been receiving on the page and even on the radio show. Prophet, those are all of the announcements that I have.
Bless you, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for these announcements. And we praise God for all that has been made. People of God, hold them in mind. Keep them in sync. You heard them. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope and pray Friday night that you're able to join. Those of us who will be able to be on the prayer call, praise the Lamb of God. That's definitely something you want to do. You heard about the birthday present for Jesus. I need you to challenge yourself on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I believe sometimes, praise God, when truth hits you, it takes you a minute, praise to let it marinate, praise God. But when you out shopping, Christmas shopping, and you buy somebody something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, even if it's for me, challenge yourself and say, now I'm about to buy this for profit, and it cost me $100. Because I want Prophet to have this. Have I ever given Jesus $100 for his birthday in some way? Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Have I ever sold into something that would cause heaven, praise the Lamb of God, to be happy? Hallelujah. Because of the spread of the gospel, praise the Lamb of God, through, hallelujah, my giving. And this is an instrument that we're trying to purchase, praise the Lamb of God, to present as a gift to Jesus for his birthday. Hallelujah. I need your help. Praise the Lamb of God. I need your help. In order to do that, I need you to go to psmintl.org, praise the Lamb of God, and make that donation. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, of course, feeding the families. Whatever you can do is $22. Praise the Lamb of God to feed a family for at least 3 or 4 days, and the backpack for the children. That's very important, too. But those of you who can't give 22, maybe you can give 10. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever you give is going to go to that. Praise the Lamb. We are a couple of people that have already given $22. Nicole, I saw her name. Nicole Brown, praise the Lamb of God, has already given $22. Hallelujah, towards the food drive and somebody else gave yesterday. Praise God, the name slips my head. But I just want you to know, people of God, that God says no one has done anything, hallelujah, and it has not been returned to them a hundredfold in this life, plus life eternal. Thank you again, Jocelyn, for those announcements. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, I want to crack this open. Lawrence and I have been trying to talk about this for 2 days. Hallelujah. In the process of your prayer life, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. First of all, let me tell you this. I was sitting here, praise God, and I pulled this book off my table here, praise God, entitled Face to Face, Volume 1, Face to Face. And it's praying the scriptures for intimate worship. Face to T-O, face, face to face, Volume 1, by Boa, B-O-A, that's his name, B-O-A, Kenneth, B-O-A is his last name, praise God. Praying the scriptures for intimate worship. It has the steps of prayer, confession, you know, and supplication and intercession and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God in the steps of prayer. In the steps of prayer, as you know, Lawrence, there's one step in there called intercession. Praise God. That when you get to that step of intercession, that includes, praise the Lamb of God, that's all-inclusive and non-exclusive. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, at that point in your prayer life, if you go through these steps, you become an intercessor right there. Praise the Lamb of God, that you're interceding on behalf of others. Praise God. You follow the motto prayer of Jesus, and you don't use me in your prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. You say us. Hallelujah. See, we are very, very out of touch with prayer. Number one, Lawrence, again, let me say this. Well, this is about number four now, I think. Praise God. But about number four here, let me say this, Lawrence. When Jesus told his disciples to pray, Our Father, hallelujah, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Then he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is. Give us this day our day. Ain't no me in there. Give us our, lead us not into temptation. All of those hours and stuff are there, people of God. Oh, you are there in the prayer, because what Jesus is doing there, praise the Lamb of God, is showing forth the relationship that we're supposed to have with one another and the relationship that we're supposed to have with God. Hallelujah. When Israel prayed, let me put it this way, when one individual prayed in Israel, it's as if all individuals in Israel is praying.
Even the king.
If one man prays, he's praying as Israel. He's not praying as an individual. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. We must move from this selfishness. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. Lord, my this. Lord, my that. We must move from this selfishness in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because there's always somebody else who need what you need. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's always somebody else that needs what you need.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But sometimes our vision is so reflected of ourselves until we can't get out of it, you know? But we have to come to a place, people of God, that we get out of this. Lawrence, let's crack this open. I want to crack this nugget open for you all, and we're going to deal with it tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some more. Sunday, I preached a message entitled The Diligent Seekers.
Yeah.
The Diligent Seekers, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Diligent Seekers, praise, came from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, in the 6th verse, it says, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What was interesting, Lawrence, is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is coupled in the verse that says right before it, the fifth verse, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because, watch this, because God translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yeah, that's it.
Watch this, Lawrence. Now there is a conjunction connected to verse 5 and verse 6. But, you see what it says?
Without faith. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's impossible to please him, to please God. Now watch this. Back in the fifth verse, Lawrence, I'm not teaching you. This is dialogue, man. Watch this, Lawrence. In the fifth verse, he says that his testimony was
that he pleased
that he pleased God, right?
Yeah.
That he pleased God.
Yeah.
And then the sixth verse says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God or please him. Well, that says to me, praise the Lamb of God, that I must have the faith that Enoch exemplified, that satisfied God to the extent that Enoch was translated.
Translated by God himself.
By God himself. He was translated. I must have that type of satisfying, praise the Lamb of God, faith, hallelujah, as I'm praying and receiving from God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, this here.
Boy, you making me, because you know what? Along with this goes the testimony that, you know, I mean, even after this whole chapter, it says that we have a greater cloud of witnesses than that. Our faith takes us higher than even what Enoch got, where God translated him himself.
You robbing me now, see? You
want
to rob me of my stuff.
Quiet, let me be quiet. No, let me be quiet. But that's just awesome. That's why that word is so awesome, you know, and that connection is so awesome. It is so awesome. Yes. Man, you broke the nugget, sir. You broke the nugget. But can I offer a challenge to God's people? Can I offer this challenge to God's people based on what you've taught already, what's been going on when we talk about salvation, sealing, and filling? I just want to offer this challenge to everyone that's listening, everyone that listens to the archive, that what you get, this seed that God is planting in you and this power that he's giving you this greater relationship in prayer, please share it with your family. Plant this seed in the people you love. I say this after Prophet ministered last week at Soul Harvest. I mean, the anointing was so tight, but I went to my sister's house, and I had a conversation with her son, who's a local rapper, and my sister was there. And we talked about salvation. We talked about connecting with God. And we talked about prayer life, connecting with God and connecting with eternity, and how we can really have the power of God now. And the conversation shifted so quick. And it was very intense because, you know, these young rappers, you know, they be thanking God. And I just really rebuked his thinking on God at all and had him basically repent for his thinking as far as God was concerned and change his level of thinking. And in doing so, the very next day, Uncle Shake, the very next day, my sister called me. And she called me, and I'm getting chill bumps just thinking about it. She said, brother, people ain't going to believe this. But she said, I had an encounter with God. I mean, just out of a conversation. And she described the presence of God. She described heaven to a T. If someone that just, I mean, she just saw herself. That's why I started off the question, why is it so easy to catch people outside of the church that's inside of the church? Because when their hearts, I mean, anybody's heart can
when you really talk to them and you plant this seed that we are teaching and that you're receiving, I'm telling you, it changes lives immediately. You have to have confidence in the power of God's word. We've been fasting about our tongues. We've been fasting about our mouth. It ain't nothing more refreshing to have a conversation with a family member and see their lives changed by God himself. She's talking about the power over her spirit, over the flesh. She's getting revelation from God herself. It's amazing, man. We have to share this with our loved ones. We have to empower our kids with this word that we got. We have to have these conversations and let this life be known to everybody we encounter. That's my challenge. That's my challenge.
Well, you know, Lawrence, they can easily also sit around and play the archives so they can really get it straight, you know.
Yeah.
One of the problems in transmission of you many times is the fact that people can't tell it the same way. But if you get them to the computer and you listen to the archives, then you can teach them as it was being taught. Praise the Lamb of God, or listen over and take notes so that you can have some kind of lesson format form that will be teachable to them. Praise God. That was good, Pastor London. Thank you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all for your love. Hallelujah. The Lord told me never to ask you all for any money for myself, and I never will. If you're ever going to bless me, you're going to bless me on your own, not because I asked for it. I love you all. I'm excited about your future. Lawrence London.
Yeah. Amen. We excited, man. Keep on getting close to God, man, and enjoy his presence as he continues to make us all brand new. We love you, and we're excited about you.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. I'm the